If Yud Gimel, Imhoyaneir Kolalaila, which happens around once a year, at least to most people, Yesh Lehistapek and Tzorech Lidl Yod of Shachris, both Lehispalel. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what the Suffolk is regarding the Dinah Tzilah Shadayim Letfilah, and Ulahavir Ruach Roh Miyadav. Each one has its own Suffolk. Hagav v'yitleim below bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says kol alayla. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies when the problem exists. He says v'yimyoshim b'miktsasa, if you sleep part of the night, but he means probably a shinas kfa, meaning just a half hour or more. L'chuli al mitzorech lidl yadav v'boker kedin. V'yushyoshin shinas kfa al mitoso. Doesn't have to be al mitoso. The tzad that you don't have to wash in the morning, he'll soon say, is if you hold like the Rosh, that the reason you do have to wash is because you vaday touched makom mechusas beguf, makom metunuf. So if you were up all night, the presumption is that you didn't. But if you slept even somewhat, you don't have to sleep the whole night, or you don't have to sleep your normal night sleep. If you slept the shinas kva, so again, the assumption is that you did. So again, according to everybody, you have to wash in the morning. So you have to make a bracha, of course. So then, Laharosh, who creates the problem of Noam Latila Shadayim, Dino Bazek, Kilo Lo Yoshin Klal. So less than a Shinas Kva, according to the Rosh, is Kilo Lo Yoshin Klal. Mashma, according to the Rashba, in other words, according to the Rashba, the Bria Chadosha would be created even if you sleep a Shinas Haroi, apparently. L'hispalel ulahavir, the Hainu, what's the Sofekas here for each reason? L'tfila yeh Sofek, in a tam shel atilu shadayim shachris kohar Rashba liyel, Mishnah Berurah sif cotton aleph. That is Bria Chadosha. You can't have a gap to hash to low nasa Bria Chadosha because you were up all night. Lo plug rabbonon v'tzorech natila. Oshem ikar atam kaharosham. Also, I guess I have no diuk that you're a Bria Chadosha for Ashina Saroy. Because anyway, like the Rajboy, the Mishnah Berurah holds you have to wash. Alright, so there's no nafkamina anyway. Oshema ikaratam koharosham, that it's Yadayim Asconius, Uvene or Belonaga Bamoga, but don't have a Torah Matila. Now, everybody here, your homework assignment is to be Lamdonim and to realize that there's at least a question here that you should think about. And you don't have, according to the Rashba, he's assuming there would be low plug. Low plug is not mukhrach. You don't have to say low plug, but you could say low plug. So the assumption is that you say low plug. Even though some achronim say, even according to the Rashba, maybe you don't have to because you're not a Bria Chadosha, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like that. So the Mishnah Berurah holds it's low plug. But he assumes low plug. So why can't you say low plug according to the Rosh? That's a question. Think about it. It's good to think. Why according to the Rashba? I'm not saying it's mukhrach according to the Rashba to say low plug, but the Mishnah Berurah holds you do. But at least you can. So if you can according to the Rashba, why can't you according to the Rosh? Why can't you say according to the Rosh? The reason is because the Adayim touch Mokam Matunuf. So, but Chazal was still masakin it. I mean, you're making a bracha. So, even if you happen not to. So, lay plugged. Right, it's something to think about. The Ruach Ra reason, which has nothing to do with the bracha, because the Ruach Ra Natila does not demand the bracha in any event, but al kaponim, whether b'chal you have to wash your hands or not, kam kein yesh sofek im ba'al mo hasheno goyim ruach ra, if it's the sleeping im kein afilu yoshin v'yom, that'll be soon, we'll be learning that sofek shor ruach ra b'tzorach li del yodot, and Conversely, b'nei or b'layla ain tzorech litol yadav. Al halayla goyim ruach ra, v'imken yadin be'epich, vice versa. Okay, so the Ramah says, bottom line, you're up a whole night, v'yitlein below bracha. But it's a little more shalosh pamim, because maybe you have a ruach ra reason too, machmas safek of the ruach ra. V'chein b'shnei hasifim shachar zeh, it will also be ruach ra reason to do it, so you'll be doing it three times below bracha. Yesh me'achronim shecholkim al achras haramah b'zeh. V'somrim shetzorech levorech. V'yesh maskimim imo. We're not going to go into that. The whole machlokes here. B'chol zeh below also tzrochav. Avol amosa tzrochav kodem atfila, where even according to the Rosh, there's a compelling reason, there's a chiyuv to wash your hands before you daven. So there's no issue anymore. Oh, yatal means gedolim. Oh, yatal mayim v'yashav sheif, and therefore your hands become a tunaf. You touch makom mechusa shebeguf, and therefore you have a chiyuv netila. Shows the chuliyal me yischayev levarech. There's nothing magic about gedolim and ketanim, by the way. It's just that by gedolim there's an assumption that you touch mekaymus mechusa shebeguf, so you have to wash your hands and make anatilus shadoyim. And by ketanim there's no such assumption. That's why he says by ketanim it's the yeshav sheif also. Okay, sif yud dalit. What? Yeah, he's not talking about that. Yeah, you want to know what the Ramah would hold about Asher Yotzar? I don't know. Maybe it would be part of the Lo Tzvuv. It would be part of the general machlokas by all the Birchos Hashachar, whether you have to make them even if they happen not to be nogeya. So it would be part of that machlokas. But it's not nogeya us, because we don't pass them that way anyway. Mishnah right says you should make sure to go to the bathroom before saying Asher Yotzar. Probably it would be totally in that machlokas. You know, whether you make the Birchos Hashachar al sidro shalolam, or because you're indeed benefiting from the particular hanah of which the bracha speaks. Yud Dalit Hishkim kodem amud Hashachar. The notal yodov yesh lehistat bekim tzorech litol yodov pa'am acheres kesheyeyo rayo lahavir ruach ro asher el hayadayim. Now, you stayed up and you're learning and you're, so now it's a ruach ro issue, the Mechaber says. Ki yesh omrim, the Mishnah Berurah says, the ba'omar ha-shachar chozer ha-ruach ro lishros pa'am shenis, that it kicks in at the end of the night. You know, the night as a whole creates the ruach ra, so it kicks in at the end of the night, and maybe it kicks in without sleeping. So you should wash again. Hochel onokad lehispalel kamo shechosuf sif yud gimel. The vaday mishum tefila ein tzorech b'ze ora pam litol yodayim. V'afilu b'chazar v'yoshin pam shein is kodem amun hashachar. Because he slept during the night again. So he's saying. Let's see the next Mishnah Berurah. We'll get the fuller picture. I go the yitlein below bracha. But you get up before Amud HaShachar, you wash your hands, you have to wash it again by Amud HaShachar because of the ruach ra issue. But without a bracha. So now the Mishnah Berurah explains. He named it. I feel him a pamba reaching shenot liyad below birach anatila shadoyim, which really would create a problem. You've lost the anatila shadoyim. If you didn't follow what we said a few days ago, it's really the best thing. There's really a problem before Amud HaShachar. Anatila shadoyim is a problem. But that what ends up happening is that you lose al natila shadayim, because kshanot he ain't near it. Now fidel mepapa reach kshanot the other love here al shadayim. The Achronim say that you should not make on the Tilus Adoyim before Amod HaShachar. First of all, you're not holding by davening yet. You could theoretically perhaps make it al Seder HaBrochos, because you could make the Brichos HaShachar before Amod HaShachar. In the Mishmur you don't see it. I just remember clearly from the other Achrona, from the other Polskim, that when you wake up before Amud HaShachar, it's best not to make Anotila Shadoyim. It's still the night. It's not Zman Tfila yet. And therefore, and if you get up before Amud HaShachar, you should wash your hands to get rid of Ruach Ra, because maybe Ruach Ra is just by sleeping. You should wash your hands because your hands were askana, you're saying. So before you make Bechus HaTorah, let's say, if you're going to learn, you should, you have to wash your hands anyway. But if I remember correctly, I'll have to double check on this. I didn't get a chance to. Before Amud HaShachar, you should not make on the Tilus HaDayim. So you should end up, you went to the bathroom, presumably. So you'll make Ashayotzar and Alakai Neshomosh and Asatobi. You'll make Bechsatora. You're going to learn. And then you'll go to the bathroom again before Shachris, and you'll make on the Tilus HaDayim then, as you prepare the daven. But it's not a good idea to make on the Tilus HaDayim before Amud HaShachar. That's what I remember. I'll have to double check. I do not see it in the Mishnah Brura. Well, there is a Ruach Ra. I said you have to wash your hands because of the Ruach Ra. Because of the Ruach Ra might come through sleeping, it might come through night and kick in at the end of the night. Right? That's what we said. So you get up before Amud HaShachar. Nowadays, you get up 5 o'clock. It's more than 72 minutes before sunrise. Right? Not 90, 72. Let's say you're American. You're used to the 72 number. So it's before Amud HaShachar. So do not make on the Tilus HaDayim. You'll wash your hands 3 times to get rid of Ruach Ra. You'll go to the bathroom. You have to make brachas. You're going to go learn. You'll make Asher Yotzar and Alakai Neshomosh and Asatavi. You'll say Bichsat Torah. You'll learn. Go to the bathroom again. If you're not sure, you'll have to. You drink something. Drink a lot. Maybe you could always touch Mekomos Mechusas Beguf to force upon yourself a Chiyuv Netila, and that'll already kick in on the Tilus HaDayim as you start to and then you dab. Even though for the Mishnah Berurah, the truth is in the Mishnah Berurah, I don't see it. It's mashma not like that. It's mashma you can really make on the Tilus HaDayim when you wake up, even if it's before Amud HaShachar. I'll have to double check on that, but I'll say Likmer and Kop. That's what I remember the Achrenim discuss it back and forth, and that's their maskana. That it's low kedai, that you should not be making on the Tilus HaDayim before Amud HaShachar.
You should
wash again 3 times. But that wouldn't.
You have to, like, immediately?
Yeah. Yeah. You should always wash. If you're ever up before Amud HaShachar, you should wash your hands 3 times right after, as close as possible to Amud HaShachar.
1972
or both?
What? 1972 or both?
You're American, 72. But not 72 before Nate's Hanira. 90 before Nate's Hanira, especially in Beit Shemesh. Maybe that's where they got 90 from. What? Yeah, absolutely. Except for Hanos and Osef Levina. Yeah, I said you can make all the brokers before Amud HaShachar. Except for Hanos and Osef Levina. Antilos Yadoyim, I remember the Achronim say no, not to make it before Amud HaShachar. I'll have to double check, but that's what I remember now. Not to make on the Tilus Yadoyim before Amud HaShachar. Yeah, but I remember that the Achronim, I came out with a Maskona once going through the union that you should not make on the Tilus. Could be a Rakhash Shulchan says you should. I'm now seeing in the Mishnah Berurah it's Mashma you should. But I remember coming out with a maskana that the Achronim say not to make on the Tzitzis going before Amud HaShachar. Not the other brachos you for sure could make, except for Hanosin HaSech Levina. And you can't daven Shachris yet, obviously. But the Birchos HaShachar you could make before Amud HaShachar. And you could say Pachas from a Sadeshim too. Okay. So I'll double check on that and get back to you. B'li Nether. Tesvav Yoshein Bayo, which happens to the best of us. Yeshla Histapik Imsorach Laros Mayim Aleim Shalosh Ba'omin, because of possibly Ruach Ra, because of Shina, the Yitlein below Bracha. Yeah, that's not. I mean, the Vietlein below Bracha of Sif Tezvav and the Vietlein below Bracha in Sif Yudalid is like Vadai Yitlein below Bracha, because you're only doing it because of Ruach Ra. Not like the Vietlein below Bracha of Sif Yud Gimel, which was a Safek if you have to wash your hands, Al Zdavani. That was Sif Yud Gimel. But Yudalid and Tezvav was Vadai, it is like Vadai Yitlein below Bracha, you're only doing it for Ruach Ra. Lamed Dalid, Yesh Listapik, Elila Gorim, Ruach Atomo, Oshena Gorim, the Dafka Yoshin Shintanishmi, that's a half hour. Everybody decided to agree. Aval Bokos Miza Engruach Ra Shora, Bafilu Balaila, very nice. Stovet Hoyanizer Sholishon Shintanishmin, Pirish Isham Nishimos, Kadeshalo Yitom Ta'amisa, Hago Uvagamora, Parakayoshin Mashma, the Dafka Bayom Hoyanizar. Rafaloma Ritzufin, Aloyim Islamim, Kaman Pavim, Bokos Mishita Nishmi Av Katzos Halayla, Mechatzois Ve'ela, Chayim is Gaber Ko'ari. So then when the Ramos says, Davka Beyo, Hisigo Alavo Achron, and the Lonitzosham came to Gemara. Rak Al Hamo Ro'im, Avodavit Biyatum Kabalayla, Hayim Nizar. Rav Kamina calls Eladi Don, Shabal Nefesh Yachmer, Al Kotponim Beyo. Then Shabbos Bechlal's, should have skipped that. Final comment was in Reish Laman Aleph Sif Aleph. So did David HaMelech sleep on Shabbos Shita Nishmei? Final comment was in Reish Laman Aleph Sif Aleph Dimi Yevshalo Lilmo Gulo Shina Satsaharayim. That's night Seder, or during the afternoon. Mutar Lishon Ma'at. Avalo Yarech Bo. Ayin Shom. Vayin Shemot, Shigam Zelo, Tia Kavanos Lano Asatzmo, Rakla Vodosa Yuzbarach. You should have a spiritual purpose in mind, not just to enjoy yourself and relax and feel good, but it should have a purpose, like everything else in life should have a purpose, a higher purpose. Vayin Vamachso Shekel, Shekozov Dinyan Hashem Biyom, Toloi Lefi Mashu Adam, Vyatzorech, Lavodosa Yuzbarach. It's hard to say you shouldn't. It's hard to say you should. You can't say you should. You can't say you shouldn't. Talk about a Baal Nefesh, David HaMelech. Depends. It's all you have to play it by ear. What?
Tomorrow.
Also, the sleep sheen is Kvav Yom.
think they bring Tom Fiddle to
us. Us, sir? Abal Nefesh Yachmer, Akoponim. Yesh Nogin Lirchot Spiem Shachris, to rinse out your mouth, the Mehoririm Shebetol Chapeh, your mouth is dry, full of gook or whatever. Yitzarch Laskers Hashem HaGodol B'Kedusha V'Tahara, B'Mu'isnis, B'Nerotzu Lachnas HaMayim Lefiv, Meisha Einam Zakim V'Zachim, he can't get clean water, Ein Ma'akiv B'Lavorech. Okay, we'll stop there. Next week, according to the calendar, we're going to do Hilchos Sukkah. That's, you'll look at the calendar, you'll see the Seder, and that's what we'll do next week. They jump around now.
Shabbat, on Shabbat, we get up in the morning, it's at 6 o'clock, so it's after...